This is KKRN, Bella Vista, in Round Mountain, at 88.5 on your FM dial. Stay tuned for Western Music Time with O.J. Sykes.
See them tumbling down, I'll be found drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Western Music Time. I'm O.J. Sykes, and I'd like to invite you to sit back, relax, unbuckle your spurs, and join me in a good cup of cowboy coffee and some of the best Western music ever recorded from the days of the Silver Screen Cowboys.
Out yonder where the prairie winds blow, from the Rio Grande up to old Idaho, there's a sound comes winging from over the plain. It's the cowboys a-singing the songs of the range. I want to be there when they ride into town. Can't get enough of that great western sound. It's the best of the west. Come along with me to the cowboy jubilee.
Let the fiddle play your bow a sweet melody.
Hear the cowboys answer with their ho-il-o-tee.
That bunkhouse bass never loses the beat.
The cowboys start to clapping and they kick up their feet. I pick a prairie flower and I ask her to dance. Once around the floor and it must be romance. The prairie moon is shining for her and for me at the cowboy jubilee. I want to be there when they ride into town. Can't get enough of that great western sound. It's the best of the west. I'm sure you'll agree. At the cowboy jubilee. At the cowboy jubilee.
To drink my coffee from an old tin can while the moon goes shining high. I want to hear the call of the whippoorwill. I want to hear the coyote whine. I want to feel the saddle of my old cow horse, riding him out on the range. Just to kick him in the side, let him show his steppin' pride out on the Texas plains. Yodelay, yodelay, yeah. Olay, odelay, odelay, yeah. Yodelay, yeah. Olay, yodelay, odelay, odelay, yeah. Night in my dreams, somehow it seems I'm back where I belong. Just a country hick, way back in the sticks, back where I belong. Oh, the city lights and the city ways are driving me insane. Oh, I want to go back, won't you please take me back, back to the Texas plains.
I'm lonesome but happy, rich but I'm broke, and the good Lord knows the reason. I'm just a cowpoke. From Cheyenne to Douglas, all the ranges I know, 'cause I drift with the wind, no one cares where I go. It's north in the spring. If there ain't a big drought, then as soon as it frosts, I'll be heading back south. But I ain't gotta worry, 'cause I ain't got time. I'm too busy a-living this free life of mine. Some evening in the springtime, a filly I'll find, and I might spend all summer with her on my mind. But I'll never be branded, and never carefree range riding, drifting cowpoke.
Johnny Western with Cowpoke, a great Stan Jones composition. Johnny and Stan were friends from back in Arizona. And that song was part of an album that Johnny recorded with the Sons of the Pioneers. They recorded it for the Columbia label, and the Pioneers' names do not appear on that album. The reason was the Pioneers were under contract to RCA Victor, so they couldn't sing under their name. But that's who you heard. And just before you heard Cowpoke by Johnny Western and the Sons of the Pioneers, you heard The Texas Plains from a rare recording by Jimmy Wakely. And Riders in the Sky opened with their own Cowboy Jubilee. What do you say we listen to a couple of songs from a Gene Autry film? It's one from 1951 titled Gene Autry and the Mounties. He sang a beautiful song there that was composed by Cindy Walker. It was called The Blue Canadian Rockies.
In the blue Canadian Rockies, spring is sighing through the trees, and the golden poppies are blooming round the banks of Lake Louise. Across the sea they call me, and I'm lonesome and so blue, for the blue Canadian Rockies and the one
in the blue Canadian Rockies, spring is sighing through the trees, and the golden poppies are blooming from the banks of Lake Louise. Across the sea they call me, and I'm lonesome and so blue. For the blue Canadian Rockies and the one I love so true. Mountains so high on great land in the sky, Fonteora, way off in the blue, Fonteora, a haven for two. Soft winds calling, how they moan and they sigh. It's a love call meant for just you and I. On the white clouds drifting by, Fonteora, great land in the sky. Fonteora, mountain so high.
Gene Autry with two songs he sang in his film Gene Autry and the Mounties back in 1951. We just heard Fonteora, and that's a song he sang on his television show as well, in an episode that was filmed in color. I believe the title of it was Portrait of White Cloud, a story about Gene Autry and some Native Americans. And of course we heard Blue Canadian Rockies, a great song by Cindy Walker. Gene recorded both of those songs commercially, but we heard the soundtrack version of Blue Canadian Rockies. Now I'd like to do a set of music that compares country music and Western music. We get a lot of questions from folks asking what the difference is. Well, if you're a regular listener to this show, you probably know what the differences are, because there's more than one. And most folks like them both. You don't have to like just one or the other. You can like both of them. It's quite all right. Well, we're not going to compare them that way. We're just going to compare them to illustrate some of the similarities and some of the differences between the two, because they come from the same roots.
We're going to start out with a song that is strictly a country song. You'll hear the country-style steel guitar and country-type lyrics by one of the most famous country singers of all, Hank Williams, with one of his most famous songs, perhaps his most famous one. It's a song that crossed over to the pop field and was recorded by a number of popular artists. Of course, I'm talking about "You're Cheatin' Heart," and we'll just hear a little bit of it, because I'm sure you're familiar with it, but we would like to play a little bit to illustrate what I'm talking about.
You're cheatin' heart.
And that was Hank Williams with "You're Cheatin' Heart," at least a few bars of it. I stopped it a little earlier than I had intended to, but what I wanted to focus on was those first few bars where you hear the steel guitar. That's a fellow named Don Helms. And the way he played that steel guitar was very much associated with country music, especially from that point on. You heard that he struck the notes with some force. He didn't ease into them the way you'll hear on most Western records. So that's one difference. Of course, the lyrics to "You're Cheatin' Heart" started out with "You're Cheatin' Heart," and that's long been a popular theme in country music. It's not the only theme, of course. There are plenty of other themes, but that's one popular theme in country music that you're not likely to hear in Western music. So there are two differences right there. Let's compare, though, with a Western song, a very old Western song called "The Red River Valley." And I'd like to use Gene Autry's recording of that song, in large part because of the way his steel guitarist, Frankie Marvin, plays his steel guitar on this song. You won't hear him play the same style that Don Helms did with Hank Williams. It's totally different. Let's give a listen now to Gene Autry and Frankie Marvin and "The Red River Valley."
From this valley they say you are going. I will miss your bright eyes and sweet smiles, for they say you are taking the sunshine that has brightened our pathway the while. Do you think of the valley you're leaving? Oh, how lonely and dreary it will be. Do you think of the fond heart you're breaking and the sadness you've cast over me? For a long time, my dear, I've been waiting for the words that you never would say. And alas, my poor heart, you are breaking, for they tell me you're going away. As you go to your home by the ocean, may you never forget those sweet hours that we spent in the Red River Valley and the love we exchanged mid the flowers. Come and sit by my side if you love me. Not hasten to bid me adieu, but remember the Red River Valley and the one that has loved you so true.
Gene Autry with Frankie Marvin on steel guitar, with a band directed by Carl Kottner. You heard Frankie ease into those notes on his steel guitar, and you heard the song open with a muted trumpet. Now, trumpets are not typically instruments that you'll hear in country music, but you do hear them fairly often in Western music. It depends on who's organizing the band and who the arranger is. Now, in this case, it was Carl Kottner. But Marty Robbins also used trumpets, especially when he was doing border songs. So there you have some muted trumpets and a steel guitar style that was unique to Western music. Okay, now let's switch gears and listen to Gene Autry again, but this time he's going to sing a country song, but he's going to do it with a Western treatment. And you'll hear Frankie Marvin's steel guitar signal that Western treatment. Here's Gene Autry with a country classic, You Are My Sunshine.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken, and I hung my head and cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. I'll always love you and make you happy if you will only say the same. But if you leave me to love another, you'll regret it all someday. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. You told me once, dear, you really loved me, and no one else, dear, could come between. But now you've left me and love another. You have shattered all my dreams. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Gene Autry with You Are My Sunshine, a great country song, a real country classic, but done up Western style, as signaled by Frankie Marvin's steel guitar. And I hope you could hear Johnny Bond's acoustic guitar accompaniment. You have to listen hard for it. Unfortunately, they didn't bring it up enough to suit me, because I think that's really one of the highlights of that recording. But you have to really listen hard to hear it. Well, now we've got some Sons of the Pioneers three-part harmony on a Western classic. But this time, it was recorded with an orchestra. There's no doubt about it, though. This is clearly a Western song.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Only but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweeds. Cares of the past are behind. Nowhere to go but I'll find just where the trail will wind, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweeds. I know when night has gone,
at dawn. I'll keep rolling along. Deep in my heart is a song. Here on the range I belong. Drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed. I know when night has gone that a new world's born at dawn. I'll keep rolling along. Deep in my heart is a song. The range I belong, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
The Sons of the Pioneers from 1959 with Tumbling Tumbleweeds, and there's no doubt about that being a Western song, even though the trio was backed by a full orchestra. Well, now we have a country song with Western lyrics, but it's still a country song. You see, the lyrics alone, as you probably understood by now, do not define the song. Let's listen to Mel Tillis, who sings about a Coca-Cola cowboy. A country song with Western terms in the lyrics, but it's still a country song.
I call collect on the phone. You say you're tired and alone, but it sounds like someone else is lying there. She said, don't call me no more, don't you knock on my door. It's too late now and I know you'll never change. And she said, you're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. Got a Eastwood smile and Robert Redford hair, but you walked across my heart like it was Texas, and you taught me how to say I just don't care. She said, just leave me alone and let me hang up this phone, 'cause he'll see me cry and think I still love you. Please don't call me no more, I changed the locks on my door. It's time you understood that we are through. She said, you're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. Got a Eastwood smile and Robert Redford hair, but you walked across my heart like it was Texas, and you taught me how to say I just don't care. Smiling Robert Redford hair, but you walked across my heart like it was Texas,
And you taught me how to say I just don't care. Yes, you taught me how to say I just don't care.
Mel Tillis, a great country artist with a really fun country song that had a lot of Western terms in the lyrics, but it was still a country song. Well, now we're going to close this set of music that I hope has illustrated some of the ways you can compare country and Western music. We're going to close with the Cinema Soundstage Orchestra with no vocals, because you don't need lyrics to imagine a Western setting with this particular arrangement. I'll tell you the title after we hear the song. Cinema Soundstage Orchestra with the theme from Maverick. And we hope you enjoyed that. And that wraps up our set of music comparing country and Western types of music. You're listening to Western Music Time with O.J. Sykes, and we're mighty glad to have you with us. We'd appreciate it if you'd check us out on Facebook. Our page is titled simply Western Music Time. I think you'll enjoy it. Let us know what you think. Well, now we'd like to play songs from three young crooners singing Western songs. All three of these are fairly early recordings. In fact, the earliest comes from 1933. Bing Crosby introduced a song called The Last Roundup. It was by Billy Hill, and it was the first big hit for Billy Hill, and it was the first time a Western song became a big hit, as far as I know. We'll follow Bing's recording with one from 1936 by the Ted Weems Orchestra. They had a young vocalist who was to become extremely popular, and his name was Perry Como. He didn't record much Western music, but he had a good record with Cindy Walker's Gringo's Guitar many years later. But this one was from way back in 1936, and it's called Out Where the Blue Begins. And we'll finish the set with Frank Sinatra, who sang with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra in 1940. Of course, later Frank had a very popular record with a swingin' version of South of the Border. But this was much earlier. It's Call of the Canyon, another Billy Hill composition. Well, I hope you like all three. Right now, here's Bing Crosby, a very young Bing Crosby from 1933, with what became a smash hit for Bing, and shortly afterwards for Gene Autry.
I'm heading for the last roundup. Gonna saddle old pain for the last time and ride. So long, old pal, it's time your tears were dry. Heading for the last roundup. Get along, little doggie, get along, get along, get along, little doggie, get along. Get along, little doggie, get along, little doggie, get along, little doggie, get along. I'm heading for the last roundup. The faraway ranch of the boss in the sky, where the strays are counted and branded, there go I. I'm heading for the I'm heading for the last roundup. To that faraway ranch of the boss in the sky. Where the strays are counted and branded, there go I'm heading for the last roundup. Get along, little doggie. Get along. Thank you. the blues begin. Out where the sun welcomes the day with a smile, you meet friends out where the blues begin. When day is done, you've lived a life worthwhile. Give me a home on the range at eventide. The desert stars, a rippling stream, and let me dream. I found love blessed by the western wind. It's heaven for two, out where the blues begin.
Just a melancholy echo, lingering when the day is through. It's the call of the canyon. Once again I'm dreaming of you. Every night I search the moonlight up and down the river shore. It's the call of the canyon. Maybe I will find you once more. Standing there alone by the ashes of the fire we said would never die. Will I ever find an ember burning from the days gone by? Then I hear a lonely whisper as a little spark I see. It's the call of the canyon, bringing back your answer to me. Spark I see, it's the call of the canyon, bringing back your answer to me.
And there you have it, three of America's most popular pop singers singing Western songs. Frank Sinatra, with Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, gave us Call of the Canyon. Perry Como sang Out Where the Blue Begins with the Ted Weems Orchestra. And Bing Crosby kicked off this set with his classic recording of The Last Roundup from 1933. Well, now let's hear another award-winning song. This one's much more recent. It's by Riders in the Sky with Chris O'Connell. They called it the first cowboy song. And then we'll hear something from the Sons of the Pioneers from 1982.
When the wind comes whistling through the pines, the cowboy rides is heard all through the night. Across the hills, a lone coyote whines, and he's heard this song so many times, he knows most every line.
With the wind to teach him lonely, and the coyotes teach him blue, and a night bird or two to learn the tune.
He joined nature's chorus through a thousand lonely nights, till at last he sang his own song to the moon. Hidey-o, dee-dee-dee, o-loo.
Must have been that very song that drew the lady near, with her wildflower smile and midnight eyes.
And they spent their years together out on the old frontier,
hand in hand beneath the western skies.
Hey, yoda, 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 yoda. Hey, yoda, yoda.
Mountains high, down the canyons wide, let me roam and ride, ride through timber. When the day is done, by the campfire's gleam, let me lie and dream, dream of timber.
Tall timber's calling, and the echoes ring, for all nature sings a song along the timber trail. Blue shadows falling down the canyon's vale, and the whispering pines entwine along the timber trail. High in the sky above, a love song of the trees will blend and wend its way out on the breeze. Tall timber's calling, and the echoes ring, for all nature sings a song along the timber trail. The love song of the trees will blend and blend. echoes ring. For all nature sings a song along the timber trail. The timber trail.
Riders in the Sky gave us the first cowboy song, a song that, if I'm not mistaken, won the Wrangler Award from the National Cowboy Hall of Fame in Oklahoma City. And we heard the Sons of the Pioneers sing one of that group's most popular songs. This version was from 1982. And the song, of course, was Timber Trail. The record session this was recorded on was the last recording session that Rusty Richards had with the Sons of the Pioneers, but about the same time, he made an album of his own, comprised of mostly his own compositions. We've got one of those for you now. It's a scary song, a spooky song. Rusty says it's a true song. We missed Halloween this year. That would have been the best time to play it, but we think it's good at any time of year. It's called The Ghost of Serrano Ridge. Let's listen to Rusty Richards.
Saddle up, man, and go ride the foothills of old California. Saddle up, man, and go ride the Via de Gaspar Cordova. Well, come hunker down by the fire, boys, and I'll tell you a cowboy tale. Look deep in the flames of the campfire, you'll see it all unveil. We were riding the trail of Tortola, and I'd passed the tequila around, when a fog settled over Serrano Ridge, where we'd laid our gear on the ground. And then out of the fog rode a stranger, and he tied to a sumac tree, and he warmed himself up by the campfire, but Lord, he was hard to see. Then he asked if we'd heard of the hang, and a chill shook us down to the bone. But we'd stopped at the tree and now wondered why he was out riding the ridge all alone.
Saddle up, man, and go ride the foothills of old California. Saddle up, man, and go ride Del Viaje de Gaspar Cordova.
We were huddled inside of our ponchos, and the shooters and fire kept us warm, and the stranger sang and his clear voice rang, but you could hardly make out his form. He sang of the trek of Cordova, and of cowboys who rode here as well, of a man swinging free from a hanging tree. In our fire sat the image of hell. There was Tony Gil Gordon and Bucker, Bill Ray Serrano and me, and all of us swear that we saw him there, and none of us disagree. And he danced in the flames of our campfire, and images rose as he spoke, and the shadowy scene moved about in screen of the spirals of swirling smoke.
Saddle up, man, and go ride the foothills of old California. Saddle up, man, and go ride the Via de Gaspar Cordova.
Well, the fog drizzled down like a blanket till it dripped from the tip of my hat. There in the mist, the campfire hissed as he stepped from the darkness and spat. At the sumac, his horse grew uneasy as he pawed and he stamped at the ground. And his tongue worked to fit on his Spanish bit, and his snort gave a whistling sound. Well, nobody there saw him leave us. We just suddenly knew he was gone, as galloping hooves and the click of his gear broke the silence just before dawn. And Serrano Ridge rang with wild laughter, and it echoed about in the dark. As the fire died down, we stretched out on the ground, and we heard a lone coyote bark.
Saddle up, man, and go ride the foothills of old California.
saddle up, man, and go ride. El viaje de Gaspar Cortola.
Our old friend Rusty Richards with The Ghost of Serrano Ridge. That's a good one, isn't it? That might make you think twice about going camping up on Serrano Ridge. Now here's another good one. This one's an old song done up with a new arrangement by a young lady who in 2016 became the Western Music Association's Entertainer of the Year. The name of the song is Rocky Canyon. It's a song Ray Whitley composed. Gene Autry enjoyed singing it, and so does Kristen Harris, the Western Music Association's Entertainer of the Year. Here's Kristen Harris to sing her recording of Rocky Canyon. That's about all the time we have for today. That old clock on the wall just won't keep still. I hope you've enjoyed our little visit. I sure have. And I hope you'll join us again next week for Western Music Time. In the meantime, this is O.J. Sykes saying thanks for listening, and I'll see you down the trail.
Here on the range I belong.